Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Harry Dent is here. Harry is the founder of Dent Research. He's the author of a bunch of books, including The Great Boom Ahead. And his last book is called Zero Hour, Turn the Great Political and Financial Upheaval into Modern History to Your Advantage. And he's a demographer and a futurist, and I'm looking forward to hearing his perspective on how things are going. Harry Dent, welcome to the show.
Oh, nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You know, Harry, I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of business cycles, a lot of political cycles. I've been a Fed watcher for decades. And one of the most interesting things in my long life and career has been the run-up to the events of and the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. And I'm not even talking about the Great Recession. That's another
right.
Issue. That's a different. They were concurrent and they were somewhat associated, but you know, the Great Recession started 10 months before the financial collapse. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yep.
But and it was over the next year in 2009, and we were subject to what I call the lost decade after the collapse of 2008. But in your book, you talk about that. You say that in 2008 we entered what you call a winter season, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that perspective and some of the things that you've discovered around that.
Well, you know, that was my big breakthrough in the 80s after a decade of in-depth research and kind of immersion in this topic. I found that demographics had become much more important after World War II when yeah. we had the first middle-class generation with assembly line jobs, which basically were created initially by Henry Ford. Mm-hmm. So this was a big deal. People mattered. Incomes were higher. Many more people owned homes for the first time, so this made people more important. So what I developed
well, generations coalesced around behavior,
yeah.
didn't they?
Exactly. I mean, every generation has a rise in births and immigration that causes a growth curve, predictably. And yes, every generation has different social values depending on what the economy is like when they're coming of age. So the Bob Hope generation, I call them World War II generation, very different from the baby boomers who grew up in a great economy instead of the Great Depression and World
right.
War II. You can imagine how that changed. But about every 40 years, you get a generational boom like 1942 to 68 for the spending wave. Again, it's just for them, it was a 44-year lag on the birth
right.
index. And then you get a long recession, 69 to 82. Well, then the baby boom, 1983 to 2007, much larger generation, much stronger boom. I was the only person that saw this thing coming in the 80s. I said, man, we're not just entering a boom here in the early to mid-80s. We're entering the greatest boom in history because of the size of this generation
mm-hmm.
and the whole new internet and computer technologies and stuff. And so we had the, you know, in the late 80s, I was predicting the collapse of Japan because their baby boom had already peaked way ahead
yeah.
of the U.S. and Europe. And
it did. They're in lost generations, not lost decades now.
Yeah. They're three lost decades, and they never came out of their winter season. And so that we predicted way back in the late 80s, early 90s that we'd have this great boom, but it would peak demographically by late 2007, which it did. And so ever since, we started going into what I would call a depression. 2008 looked exactly like 1930, except
when people look around them right now, Harry, they don't feel like it's a depression right now, though. And when you say that,
no, well,
how do you justify that?
Because central banks printed $16 trillion to
yeah.
cover it over. We've had the markets in the biggest bubble ever, bigger bubble than we saw the tech bubble in the 2007
yep.
bubble. All this money we're not creating money to go in the economy like, you know, normally bank lending does when they make that easy. All this money's gone into the financial system, into financial assets. The feds and central banks buy bonds and stocks and stuff, drive up their prices, and that benefits the top 20% of people who own 88% of financial assets and control.
What you're talking about, Harry, is what happened in the 70s, what happened prior to 08, it's not so much, those weren't so much economic cycles. They were many of it was caused by and exacerbated by bad policies, right? I mean,
they were demographic cycles. The Bob Hope generation peaked in 1968, went into recession.
But you and I both know what happened in 2008 was bad policies, not so much demographics. And if you disagree with me, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about this after the break, folks. We've got more to come. I'm going to ask Harry about populism and about China after the break. 10:20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.